Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here with Mark Dvorak from the Old Town School of Folk Music, and he has been playing, my gosh, you've been playing for a number of years. How many years?
30.
Wow. And when you first started, did you have some, like when you were young, before you even had a guitar, mm-hmm. were you singing around the house?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a real little boy, and I don't know, I've always been kind of kept to myself a little bit and liked my quiet time, and the radio would be on, and then I would sing all these goofy songs just because those are the ones I heard. And I remember discovering one time when I would sing, you sing a melody. I don't know what a melody was, but I could sing a different melody to it, which would be a harmony. And I remember I showed my brother I could do this, and he goes, "That's not how it goes," you know. And so my evolution in music was very long, coming to discover the guitar and the banjo and. But I didn't really get serious about it till after high school. So, you know, and I've had a long, long apprenticeship.
Right, right. And you did some traveling on it. You got out on your motorcycle mm-hmm. and rode around. And that was you were searching for something then, obviously.
I was searching for women. I'm kind of making a joke, but. I had a good friend at the time, and he had already played the guitar, and we were working stiffs, you know. I didn't go. I went to community college for a very, very short time. And I wanted to do things. I wanted to see things, and I'd never really traveled except with the family on different trips. And when I was a young guy, I had a bicycle, and I rode that all the way to Minnesota one time, and I rode around Lake Michigan one time. And so my friend and I, I got a motorcycle at one point, a small one, and all of a sudden my world got larger, you know. And then I got a nicer bike, and we decided we were going to go and see the world. We're going to go wade in both oceans, and we wanted to ride through the South, and we wanted to see the Arizona and the desert, and we wanted to ride up Route 1 in California, and we wanted to find out where Neil Young lived. And that's the only thing we didn't do, but we went all the way up to Washington State and wandered back down through Yellowstone Park, and so it wasn't the smartest thing I've ever done, but I mean, we only brought the clothes on our back, an extra shirt, and tools in a sleeping bag, you know, and so we were sleeping in parks and in cornfields, and I think that was around 1979, and you could still do that kind of thing, you know, I'm glad we had that adventurous spirit, because not long after you have a job and you have an apartment and you have bills and responsibilities, you just can't get away. You know, you can't wander like you can when you're young.
But in a sense, am I wrong? Mm-hmm. The life of a traveling troubadour mm-hmm. is still a bit of a wanderer.
Well, you got that right. And a friend of mine, you know, I wrote a little book of essays a few years ago, and I gave it as a gift to a guy I admire very much. He actually lives in Goshen, Indiana. Jerry Lapp is his name. And he read the story and he wrote me a letter. And he said that trip was, for you, must have been a self-initiation, which I thought was interesting. And I think young men have to test themselves in different ways, and so if Jerry Lapp thought it was a self-initiation, then so do I, you know. So, and that helps me put all that in a place, and
that's great.
I had to live in New York City. That was my initiation.
It is an initiation.
For a small town boy, that was my
That's
initiation.
Right.
So why don't you share another song with us?
I'd be happy to. This one I started writing when I turned, the summer I turned 38 years old. And I ain't 38 anymore. And I ain't 40 anymore. This is called The Middle Years. Seemed like only yesterday I was really on my way. Young and green I used to sway like a willow in the breeze. Now every time I turn around, another sun is going down. Days are falling to the ground like dying autumn leaves. After all these little dreams and fears, we're coming to the middle years. Looking in a rear view mirror, ain't no turning round. And after all the time that's passed, slipping through an hourglass, God, it all goes by so fast, and it ain't slowing down. All my clothes don't fit me right. I don't go out late at night. Sometimes I'd rather run than fight or not show up at all. I might have set the world on fire, but now I walk a tight rope wire. Just another man for hire, awaiting on a call. After all these little dreams and fears, we're coming to the middle. Looking in a rear view mirror, ain't no turning round. And after all the time that's passed, slipping through an hourglass, God, it all goes by so fast, and it ain't slowing down. All my hair is turning gray, it's getting thinner every day. I still got something left to say, just don't say it quite as loud. So hang on, honey, hold on tight, everything is gonna be all right. I'll be back home tomorrow night, and I'll be walking on a cloud. After all these little dreams and fears, we're coming to the middle years. Looking in a rear view mirror, ain't no turning round. And after all the time that's passed, slipping through an hourglass, God, it all goes by so fast, and it ain't slowing down. God, it all goes by so fast, and it ain't slowing down. God, it all goes by.
It sure isn't slowing down, that's for sure. Goes faster and faster. Oh, that's a beautiful song. I've heard you do it a number of times. I want to talk a little bit about that guitar of yours. Do you have that Martin, does that have a story to it?
Yeah, I suppose it does. I got it in a neat little shop in Valparaiso, Indiana. And there was a place there called Front Porch Music. And they had a little basement coffee house, and they were nice enough to have me out there.
They're still there.
They're still there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had me for a morning kind of a family concert for kids. I used to play a lot for kids, and then I had the whole day off, and then that evening did a coffee house concert. And so I was upstairs in the music shop playing guitars all day, and this one was hanging there. And beautiful instrument, and it had a price tag on it. It might have been like $49.99, which was about $49.90 more than I could afford. And and I played it and put it back on the rack, and I thought, well, maybe someday, you know. And then I went out to lunch and went to the library, and I came back for the evening concert. And the man who ran the place, he saw me warming up and tuning up, and he was standing down the stairs. He goes, "Come here." And he was kind of a gruff sort of a guy, and I thought, uh-oh, something's wrong, you know? And I go, "Yeah, what can I do for you?" And he said, "I heard there's a guitar up there that you like." And I thought, oh, man, I bet I scratched it or something, you know? And I thought I was in trouble. And I go, "Well, yeah, I played a lot of guitars today." And he said, "Well, come with me." And I thought, I don't feel like I'm going to the principal's office or something, you know? And he pulls the guitar off the thing, and he takes me into the office. He goes, "Would you like to have this guitar?" And I thought, I can't afford that. And he goes into his drawer, and he pulls out the bill of sale. He points to a number. He goes, "That's what I paid for it." And I paid $2,000 for it. And he said, "Give me $200 more than that, and you can have it." So he basically gave it to me for half price. And I said, "Can I just think about it overnight?" He goes, "If you want." I came back the next day and picked it up. He said, "But you have to tell everybody you got it at Front Porch Music in Valparaiso, Indiana."
That's okay. I think the world of them.
It's a beautiful instrument. It's a limited edition Martin, 12 frets to the body. And it's made out of the old appointments. And I probably shouldn't say what kind of wood it's made out of. Oh. It's probably illegal now. But it's a beautiful sounding instrument, well balanced, and served me well for 21 years.
Well, let's let it serve you one more time here.
All right. Let's see. Well, I want to try this song for you. And I guess it's a topical song, and wrote it for Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. And our local radio station got everybody to write songs about Woody Guthrie, and she did a whole show on Woody Guthrie music, songs by Woody and his friends and songs about Woody. And I got really stuck writing it. I had a nice idea, so I just took a bunch of titles and famous lines from Woody Guthrie songs, and I put them in a hat and stirred them around on little pieces of paper, and I threw it up in the air. And then in my living room, all these little pieces of Woody Guthrie came fluttering to the floor, and I just started moving them around till they started to make a little more sense. So this is called "This Train Ain't Bound for Glory Anymore." I got to remember how it starts. John, did that ever happen to you? All right. I heard Woody Guthrie sing a song for everyone. "This land was made for you and me." He sang about a better world that was gonna come, and pastures of plenty always free. But a picture from life's other side is all I ever see. Hard traveling is how it's gonna be. The gambling man's still rich, the working folks are poor, and this train ain't bound for glory anymore. That's your part. This train ain't bound for glory anymore. The do-re-mi don't trickle down like they said it would. Wall Street keeps on getting more and more. With so many little homes for sale in my neighborhood, this train ain't bound for glory anymore. This train ain't bound for glory anymore. We've been sticking to the Union, we've been sticking to our guns, but mister, we've been busted one by one. No bugle call for peace, just another dirty little war. And this train ain't bound for glory anymore. This train ain't bound for glory anymore. So I packed my bags to look for work somewhere down the road. Kissed my wife at the railway station door. And I heard the blind conductor call, everybody, get on board. This train ain't bound for glory anymore. This train ain't bound for glory anymore. And this land was made for you and me.
Mark Dvorak.
We wish to thank Bob and Dan from the Wild Rose Moon Radio, our game show, Shoot the Moon. Wild Rose Moon has been produced with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you, Hannah. Thanks to Mark Dvorak from Chicago, Illinois, Fabrianne Simpson, our announcer, Hannah Livengood, John Baylor, Brett Chump, Dan Schupert, Matthew Bergmoser, Howard Gibbs, Michelle Schricker, Marsha Heinsberger, Jean Pazdurka, Jennifer Reed, J.R. Berger, and all of you! John, are the baked goods warm and toasty?
I had to drink a cup of coffee to get warm and toasty today.
The river goes round, around the bend.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.